Item 100, direct the Portland Housing Bureau to adopt an administrative rulemaking procedure.
I'm not sure we have any formal presentation. This responds to a budget note to make the Portland Housing Bureau administrative rulemaking more consistent with other bureaus and with a transparent and clarified process. Other bureaus have already created procedures. This is the Portland Housing Bureau seeking to do the same. Commissioner Fritz has been particularly interested in Bureau administrative rule procedures and feels that the entire City Council and not just the Bureau or Commissioner in charge should have some oversight responsibility. So this seeks to do that. I don't know if there's any public commentary on this particular item. If not, Carla, could you call the roll? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And we talked about the situation in rulemaking with other city bureaus, but I think it's important to remember that you know, every bureau is unique, but the Housing Bureau, their clientele, the people they deal with, the people affected by those rules, are in a very unique situation compared to other people. So I hope that, you know, I know that, and it's, of course, complicated between the Housing Bureau and Home Forward, and as things move forward with the new apartment complex coming online, but stakeholder is a horrible word. Neighbors and resident input, particularly for the Housing Bureau, you know, I mean, when we have rulemaking under Mr. Fish, 99% of our contact with the Water Bureau is a stamp or an electronic payment. But rulemaking for the housing is a more critical thing. And so I know that Home Forward has a residence advisory board or council, something like that. So I hope that when we talk about rules, and all rules really, I mean, you know, the rules are for public benefit. So I hope that the city will live up to its reputation, the good part of its reputation, and rulemaking will have a nice public input process just like we're experiencing right here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further public testimony?
I would like to add on and just specify that while we're discussing those rules, I also agree with Charles that it should not move forward without intense public input, considering that those rules have a direct impact on us, the public. Also, I would like to urge this council to make sure while they're taking that public input that they're that the minority community is represented during that discussion of the rules, since the housing issues in this city are mostly impacting them. They're more intensely impacting them. So, if you're going to open that up and actually, and I urge you and challenge you to please do so. Unlike the collective bargaining agreement, please allow the public to have say in those rules and to have input in those rules and how they're going to come out and be in black and white before you just pass anything through, because people's lives are at stake.
Thank you.
I will be brief. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning, Super Watchdog PDX. I'm very mystified on the fact that the Housing Bureau, none of their representatives are here on such an important item. Did they just forget? Because this is a very important item, not just to them, but to the public, as you can hear. I would like to ask this not to be voted on today and push this out at least for another week, until we can have representatives, which the public expect to be here on these type of items, which is regular agenda. This is not consent agenda. This is regular agenda, which we pay these people to hear them speak on these type of items. They are not here. I'm very mystified on this. I'm asking for this to be pushed out a week, have them come in, have a discussion, and then vote on it. Thank you.
Thank you. If I could just clarify, this is not the adoption of the rules. This is just authorizing them to commence with the process to create the rules, which would then come back to the council.
So the referrals have not been created.
Not at all. They're in the process. This is a resolution.
I'm sorry.
For them to commence that
right.
process.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. And like I said, my concern is while those rules are being created in the first place, I reference the police collective bargaining agreement because, as you all know, we were not allowed to have input on something that directly impacted our lives. So while these rules are being created, the public input, the people who are paying the rents, the fees, the ones that are actually working hard for those dollars have to have their voices heard, right. Especially
and they
the minority community.
They will have
that community.
Opportunity when the rules come back.
Awesome.
Next. Thank you.
Mayor, before we vote on this,
yes.
It's my expectation, I just want you to confirm, that as the Bureau adopts a rulemaking procedure, they will work with their own advisory bodies.
That is correct.
May you reference that I have had concerns about this kind of process before, but I don't see anything in the proposed rulemaking procedure to alert the council offices of an impending rule, which is what the Human Resources Bureau does when they're going to change an administrative rule. I also have concerns that it gives the director the authority to adopt these rules without even checking with the commissioner in charge.
You know, let me make this easy. I request, unless there's any objection, I will pull this and I will bring it back for further council discussion with the director of the Housing Bureau.
Without objection.
Good.
And I know that there has Thanks. Been some work started because I had suggested
you bet.
That
and
we have a standard procedure throughout the city for administrative rules.
Very,
Thank
yes,
you very
good.
Much.
And I want to make sure everybody feels satisfied, so I'm happy to do that. Good. Next item, please.